This goes to Amanda Bennett, B like boy, E N N E T T, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-0307. And Schnepps, Schnepps, nursing home. Fax 989-681-3781. Regarding Barbara Wiles, W-I-L-E-S, date of birth 12/4/1939. Dear Miss Bennett and sirs at Schnepps Nursing Home, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Wiles with hypertension and a history of acute renal failure, currently normal renal function, two, ureteral stents, and three, Parkinson's disease. Her last visit was December 5th of 2023. The patient did have her stents removed and replaced, and there was a lot of calcification on one side. The patient got very sick after the procedure was done and was admitted to Alma Hospital in May with urosepsis. And she was too weak to return home, so she's currently residing in Schnepps Nursing Home for physical therapy for strengthening. She is feeling better, and she is hoping that she will be able to get back home within the next few days, up to a week. And her daughter has brought her to this visit today. She does have swelling of the lower extremities, and it looks like she's had a 20-pound increase in weight over the last 6 months. Currently, she's eating well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. During hospitalization, her losartan was stopped, and the carvedilol was 12.5 milligram twice a day, and that was decreased down to 3.25 milligram twice a day. She is on the extended-release Sinemet, Tylenol for pain, immediate-release Sinemet, 25-100, three times a day. The carvedilol is 3.125 milligram twice a day. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin. She gets Colace once a 100 milligram daily for bowel prevention of constipation. Lasix 40 milligrams every day. Synthroid is 150 microgram daily. Lovastatin is 20 milligram daily. Magnesium 400 milligram daily. She gets Maxol ophthalmic ointment to the left eye at bedtime. She's had conjunctivitis in that eye. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent once daily with the Lasix, and Zoloft is 25 milligram once a day. And Losartan remains on hold. Physical exam, weight 148 pounds. Pulse is 78, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 160/90. And last time she was here, it was 124/56. Her neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Extremities, she does have 1+ edema. Toes up to her knees bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 7th of 2024. Creatinine is stable and improved at 0.71, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium is 8.4, albumin low at 2.8. Sodium 141, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 27. Liver enzymes are normal. Her hemoglobin is 9.8. Previous level was 9.5, so that is slowly improving. Normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan. One, ureteral stents with history of increased creatinine levels, currently normal creatinine. Two, hypertension, not well controlled currently. We would like to increase her carvedilol up from the 3.125 back to the original dose of 12.5 milligram twice a day. We currently won't restart losartan. Like to see how she adjusts to a increased dose of carvedilol. And we would request that blood pressures be taken daily while she's in Schnapps. And within a week, we'd like to hear the results if she's not home yet. All other medications should be continued. We may need to reinitiate the losartan, but we will wait until the blood pressure readings are taken on the increased dose of carvedilol. And also pulse should be checked while with the increased dose of the beta blocker. And the patient will have a monthly labs, or actually every 3 month labs, quarterly labs, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.